Mama died and daddy got drunk. Left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. Grew up in a rusty shack. All I own was a hanging on my back. Only Lord knows how loath this place called a back road, but it's home. The only life I ever, ever know. But the Lord knows how I loathe Tobacco Road. Gonna leave and get a job with the help and the grace of God. Save my money, get rich or no, bring it back to the back road. Bring dynamite and a crane, blow it up and start all over again. Build a town, be proud to show, keep the name Tobacco Road. Home, the only life I ever, ever know. I despise you 'cause you're filthy, but I love you 'cause you're home.
John D. Loudermilk with his 1962 song, Tobacco Road. That song on went on to be covered by Lou Rawls, the Nashville Teens, the Blue Magoos, Jefferson Airplane, Edgar Winter, and many others. We'll be hearing more versions of that song in the coming hour. Welcome to the show, everyone. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and I'm your host, Matthew Ray. For the next hour, we'll be listening to songs written by John D. Loudermilk, performed both by him and by musicians from all over the world. North Carolina native John D. Loudermilk got his start in the music business with the surprise success of the song A Rose and a Baby Ruth. It was 1956. Just after graduating high school, Loudermilk was working at a local television station in Durham, North Carolina, where he would play the bass fiddle on one of the station's afternoon variety shows. One afternoon, Loudermilk sang a love song he had written involving a rose and a Baby Ruth candy bar. It caught the attention of Colonial Records' Orville Campbell, who recorded the song using fellow North Carolina native, 19-year-old George Hamilton IV. The song shot to number 6 on the Billboard 100, and Loudermilk had his first hit. Here's George Hamilton IV with A Rose and a Baby Ruth.
We had a quarrel, a teenage quarrel. Now I'm as blue as I know how to be. I can't call you on the phone. I can't even see you at your home. So I'm sending you this present just to prove that I'm telling the truth. Dear, I believe you won't laugh when you receive this rose and a baby Ruth. I could have sent you an orchid of some kind, but that's all I had in my jeans at the time. But when we grow up, someday I'll show up just to prove I was telling the truth. I'll kiss you too, then I'll hand to you this rose and a baby rue.
A Rose and a Baby Ruth. That song actually prompted the Curtis Candy Company, who produced the Baby Ruth candy bar, to threaten Colonial Records with a lawsuit. When it was evident the song was strongly helping their sales, the lawsuit was dropped. The company was based out of Chicago and also produced the Butterfinger. Over the years, after several buyouts and mergers, Nestle is now the parent company of those two candy bars. This is Connecting the Notes, and we're not focusing on chocolate entirely this hour, but about the writer of the song you just heard, Mr. John D. Loudermilk. Another one of Loudermilk's early hits was the song Sittin' on the Balcony. Originally recorded by Loudermilk under his stage name Johnny D, the song was given a push into the charts when Eddie Cochran released his version of the song in 1957.
I'm just a-sittin' in the balcony, just a-watchin' a movie, or maybe it's a symphony, I wouldn't know. Care about the symphony, those are cymbals and the timpani. I'm just sitting in the balcony on the very last row, and I'll hold your hand and I'll kiss you too. Sitting in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony, just a sitting in the balcony on the very last row. We may stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. Just sitting in the balcony, just a sitting in the balcony, just a sitting in the balcony.
Eddie Cochran with 1957 Sittin' in the Balcony, penned by a young John D. Loudermilk, who was then performing under the stage name Johnny D. This little instrumental number you're hearing in the background is also written by Loudermilk. It's called Big Daddy and is being played here by Marcel Dotti. Shortly after scoring a hit with Sittin' in the Balcony, Loudermilk began receiving offers to work in New York and Nashville. He chose Nashville, teaming up with Chet Atkins and RCA Victor Records. Although he was given a recording contract himself, Loudermilk focused on writing songs for other musicians. He saved not what he thought were his best songs for himself, but the ones that may only work for a less charismatic entertainer, such as himself. As he told AmericanSongwriter.com, quote, "I decided to be a songwriter because I realized that you need a strength to perform that I didn't have. You have to be able to smile and be the whipping boy for an audience," end quote. Here are a few songs he wrote for others in the late 50s and early 60s.
For the border, the north. midnight bus pull out of sight.
Like the gold that veins in the mountain. should be together like the grass that grows in the valley. Melted together like the surf and the sea, the new fallen snow and the leaves from the trees. Darling, everything's together but you and me. Sun that can make two lovers into one. Darling, I'll be waiting until it's done.
Why, tell me why, tell me why can't we be together? Why can't we be together?
The Browns with their 1960 take on We Should Be Together. We started things off with Australian musician Betty McQuaid doing Midnight Bus in 1961, and sandwiched in between those two was Brenda Lee with Weep No More My Baby from 1959. All of those songs were written by John D. Loudermilk. He was very prolific during this time, and he had his songs recorded by Dolly Parton, Stonewall Jackson, Solomon Burke, Chet Atkins, the Everly Brothers, Johnny Cash, Nina Simone, Billy Vera, Roy Orbison, Nancy Sinatra, Glenn Campbell, Lee Hazelwood, and Marianne Faithfull, among others. Here are a few more of those selections.
There's a little bird that somebody sends down to the earth to sleeps on the wind. This little bird that somebody sends is light and fragile and feathered sky blue, so thin and graceful the sun shines through. This little thank you.
out your mind. Suddenly developed a thing about flying. 'Cause if you leave me, baby, go, you're gonna break my mind.
Break my mind. Break my mind.
No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine.
Break my mind. Break my mind.
Lee Hazelwood and Anne Margaret with Break My Mind. That song alone has been covered by Jerry Lee Lewis, Sammy Davis Jr., Glenn Campbell, and was also a hit for the Flying Burrito Brothers. Before that was The Ventures with their take on the song Windy and Warm, and we started things off with Marianne Faithfull's hit This Little Bird. All of those songs were written by John D. Loudermilk, who is the subject of our show this hour. This is Connecting Notes. Thank you all for tuning in. We're listening to Chet Atkins in the background, who produced a lot of the Loudermilk hits over the years and also recorded some songs of his himself. This one's called Boo Boo Stick Beat, recorded in 1959. Atkins also recorded Loudermilk's Blackjack, Cloudy and Cool, Big Daddy, and Windy and Warm, among others. Loudermilk told IndieWeek.com's Rick Cornell that Atkins tried convincing him to keep more of his songs for himself. While nearly all of Loudermilk's hits came when others performed his work, he did record his own solo albums. Many of those albums consisted of songs that are hard to imagine being recorded with a hit record in mind. Nowhere was this more apparent than on his 1969 effort, The Open Mind of John D. Loudermilk. Here are a few tracks from that album.
Junior is sniffing his glue, and brother and sister's on weed. My mama takes pills and daddy gets drunk, and the dog and the cat's starting to sneeze. Now what do you think about
he's
that?
He's going to hell on a sled.
Pot's definitely going to hell on a sled.
Yeah, you know it well. It's a going to hell. It's a going to hell on a sled. Now we're fighting in a limited war. So limited fighting can cease. We limit our kills to limited hills and hope we win some of that limited peace. Now what do you think about that?
It's going to hell on a sled.
Well, it's definitely serving South Good Guys.
It's going to hell, it's going to hell, it's going to hell on a sled. The landlord raises his rent while the rats gnaw his tenants' kids. And after fire bums, bricks, and the helmets of sticks, the rats are still gnawing on them kids.
This is the BBC World Service. It's going to hell on a sled.
They're killing police for freedom and peace. It's going to hell on a sled. Now kids can't pray in school. God is dead, you fool. Church people smile as they frug in the aisle, and the preacher says, man, ain't that cool.
He's going to hell on sled, boy, I tell you this.
Oh, he's going to hell on the sled.
You know it well, it's a going to hell, it's a going to hell on sled.
He's going to hell on sled. I saw some boys the other day over at Weathered Up Industrial Station. They think it's going to hell on sled.
Yeah, well, I was speaking with some of my associates, and they were of the same opinion, you know, really was.
Wish your face was plain like the little Mary Jane next door, who works from 8 to 5 in a downtown store, and goes with a cute little guy on the second floor. Poor little pretty girl, you gotta be backstage at 10, all made up and in a jolly way, with clever little funny things to say to entertain the customers who pay. It's a different world, poor little pretty girl, wouldn't you say? Poor little pretty girl, clothes you find you have to wear cause the neighborhood to stare and talk, and married men do watch you when you walk. Oh, how loud and clear you hear their thoughts. It's a different old world being a pretty girl, wouldn't you say? And everywhere you go you're recognized by the makeup on your pretty lonely eyes. When you think you've met a nice guy, the first thing that the rascal does is try, and then you cry and then he says goodbye. It's a lonesome old world being a pretty girl, wouldn't you say?
A club he's in, a smoky room full of fat old men and wives. But the love that I have to give is more than he will have to give to you. Coming and you're totally broke. But the love that I have to give is more than he will have to give to you. Ooh, ooh. Things like
the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. They took away our way of life. The tomahawk and the bow and the knife. They put our papoose in a crib. And took the buckskin from our ribs. Away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Hun yaya hun yaya hey. Hun yaya hun yaya ho. Hun yaya hun yaya hun yaya. Yip yip.
The Lament of the Cherokee Reserve Indian, written by John D. Loudermilk, was made popular by Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1970, and was covered by a few others, including an actual Cherokee named Marvin Rainwater. The song is common of John D. Loudermilk, although he didn't often write about first-hand experiences. Most of his topics he tackled were familiar to him in some way. It's easy to write off a white middle-class spread songwriter singing about the hardships of Native people as ingenuine, but Loudermilk was quite familiar with the Cherokee Reservation and its people. His mother was a missionary there, and he spent a lot of his childhood in the community. His relationship to that song is similar to the song that ended up being his most popular. It's called Tobacco Road. There have been nearly 100 different versions of the song recorded over the years, and we're going to listen to one right now by Eric Burdon when he was playing with California's War. We all love so.
My mother died, my daddy got drunk, and they left me here, yes, to die or grow. In the middle of Tobacco Road, I grew up in prefabricated shack. When I went to high school, they pulled the clothes off my back. Load above the how much I love this mean old place called Tobacco Road. Yes, Tobacco Road, let me tell you now, Tobacco Road. Talking about a road, yeah, Tobacco Road, Lord. Talking about your road, talking about my road. Talking about a back of road, talking about a road.
But it's home. Yes, it is the only life I've ever known. I've ever known. And the Lord knows how much I love
Tobacco Road, 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 road,
road, road.
Talking about your road,
road, road.
Talking about my road,
road, road.
You know, baby,
road, road.
I left my home. Cause it's dirty and it's filthy. You know it's crawling with rats, stinking with lice, but it's my home. Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
Well, I'm gonna leave, and I'll get a job. And with the help and the grace from above, I'll get me some money at the whip. Get rich, I know. Ship it on back to Tobacco Road. Yes, I will. I'll bring dynamite
cream. And I'll blow it all up, tear it down, start all over again. And I'll fill me top before I'll be frosted, so yes I will. I'll be frosted so long to know. I'll be frosted so yes I will. And I'll kiss that thing, yes, yes, yes. So I'll never forget it before. Talking about it, I'm telling you about it. Talking about it, it's gotta be changed. It's got to be changed. I've got to change it.
Loudermilk wrote the song Tobacco Road about a road called Morven's Alley in his home of Durham, North Carolina. The land was owned by a textile mill that operated at the end of the road, and the company owned the land and the houses on it. And because of that, the police rarely took notice of the area. Loudermilk reflects that in those times, the shades on all the homes were always drawn. The stretch of the road was notorious for drinking, gambling, and prostitution, and Loudermilk called it Tobacco Road because they would often wheel large hogsheads of tobacco down the road and to the warehouse. As he told AmericanSongwriter.com, quote, "Along that road were a lot of real tough, seedy-type people, and your folks would have just died if they thought you ever went down there."
Rusty shack. Well, all I owned was a hanging on my back. Lord knows how I love this place called Tobacco Road. Cause this home, yeah. Talking about the only life I've ever. Save my money, we'll get rich, I know. Bring it back to tobacco, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bring dynamite, a big old crane. Blow it up, tear it down, start all over again. I'm gonna build me a town that I'll be proud to show. Think I'll keep the name of Tobacco.
About Tobacco Road, yeah, yeah, Tobacco Road, yeah, 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 yeah.
Edgar Winter with Tobacco Road, the famous song written by John D. Loudermilk. Loudermilk has had his songs performed by people from all over the world. His music was particularly popular in Brazil and South Africa. We're going to hear one of his songs called Out of Gas. We're going to play a little bit of the English version released by Floyd Robinson in 1960, followed by the 1961 French hit by Frankie Jordan and Sylvie Vartan, two virtual unknowns at the time. Sylvie would remain a popular French singer for some time after this, while Frankie Jordan did not, returning to his original profession as a dentist.
Oh, baby, don't be in a rage. Just look at the gas gauge. Way out on the lover's lane and out of a gasoline. Oh, baby, don't cry.
But I gotta get home.
It won't be long.
They're awfully strict.
Cause by and by,
it's after one I know,
a car will come along.
They'll be worried sick.
It's a mile and a half.
They set me in
way down the road.
No later than 10
to the nearest gas. But they're probably closed.
What are we gonna do?
Oh, oh, baby, don't open the door. 10 below out there or more. Can't walk it out in the storm. Oh, let me hold you and keep you warm. Oh, listen to me, sweetheart.
You're just playing a game.
Ain't you telling no lie?
You're both all the same.
The motor just won't start.
This line is so old.
When the gas tank's dry,
I'm awfully cold.
Your folks will understand.
Please hold me.
It couldn't be helped.
I love you, dear.
Probably happened to them.
Don't let me know.
Oh, way back then.
I love you so.
Oh, ne te mets pas en colère. Il n'y a vraiment rien à faire. La voiture est en panne d'essence. Nous n'avons vraiment pas de chance. Pourquoi t'affoler?
Je rentre à la maison.
Ça fait bien loin à pied.
Oh, je connais les garçons.
L'endroit est désert.
Je te vois bien venir.
Et il a tout pour plaire.
Il faut repartir.
Mais je n'ai plus d'essence.
Ça, je n'en crois rien.
Nous sommes en avance.
Ça t'arrange bien.
Il faut rester là.
Ma maman m'attend.
Surtout ne t'en va pas.
Tu es un chenapan.
Wow! Surtout n'ouvre pas la porte. Dehors la pluie est si forte. Entends-tu le tonnerre gronder? Viens dans mes bras pour te réchauffer. Dans mes bras il fait bon.
Tu vois je le savais.
À pied c'est trop long.
Tu me fais bien marcher.
Tu devrais me croire.
Moi je sais que tu mens.
Je n'ai rien dans le réservoir.
Mais je t'aime tant.
Je voudrais t'embrasser.
Pas plus d'une fois.
Pour te réchauffer.
Prends-moi dans tes bras.
Ah comme on est bien.
Dehors il pleut.
Pour l'essence on est loin.
Oh oui c'est tant mieux.
Boutoum boutoum boutoum.
Nali ali ali on.
Boutoum boutoum boutoum.
Nali ali ali on.
Boutoum 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 boutoum.
Nali ali ali on.
Boutoum 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 boutoum.
Nali ali ali on.
Oh, dans le fond nous avons de la chance d'être tombés en panne d'essence. Après tout ici on est très bien. Je ne regrette vraiment rien. Pour toi je perds l'esprit.
Attendons un peu.
Enfin tu m'as compris.
Ah, le ciel est bleu.
Tu ne m'en veux pas.
Je t'aime trop.
Alors restons comme ça.
Oh, comme il fait beau.
Wow, chérie je te demande pardon. Dans la malle il y a un bidon. C'est seulement maintenant que j'y pense. Il est plein d'essence.
Nali ali ali oh.
Portuguese singer Roberto Carlos had success with another driving-themed Loudermilk song. Here he is with 1964's, his take on 1964's Roadhog.
Quando eu tinha lambreta. Depois comprei carro, parei na contramão. Tudo isso sem contar o tremendo tapa que eu levei com a história do Splish Splash. Mas essa história também é interessante. Mandei meu Cadillac pro mecânico outro dia, pois há muito tempo um conserto ele pedia. E como vou viver sem um carango pra correr meu Cadillac, bibi? Quero consertar meu Cadillac, bibi. Com muita paciência o rapaz me ofereceu um carro todo velho que por lá apareceu. Enquanto o Cadillac consertava, eu usava o Calhambeque, bibi. Quero buzinar o Calhambeque, bibi. Saí da oficina um pouquinho desolado. Confesso que estava até um pouco envergonhado, olhando para o lado com a cara de malvado. Calhambeque, bibi. Buzinei assim o Calhambeque, bibi. E logo uma garota fez sinal para eu parar, e no meu Calhambeque fez questão de passear. Não sei o que pensei, mas eu não acreditei que o Calhambeque, bibi. O broto quis andar no Calhambeque, bibi. E muitos outros brotos que encontrei pelo caminho falavam que estouro, que beleza de carrinho. E fui me acostumando e do carango fui gostando. O Calhambeque, bibi. Quero conservar o Calhambeque, bibi. Mas o Cadillac finalmente ficou pronto, lavado, consertado, bem pintado, um encanto. Mas o meu coração na hora exata de trocar o Calhambeque, bibi. Meu coração ficou com o Calhambeque, bibi. Bem, vocês me desculpem, mas agora eu vou me embora. Existem mil garotas querendo passear comigo, mas é por causa desse Calhambeque, sabe? Bye! É. Bye! Bye! Aham!
Flowers have blooms, the oceans have waves, the sky has the clouds, people have babes. I wanna live till I get old.
With I Want to Live. One of Orbison's early collaborators was guitarist Joe Tanner, who arranged Loudermilk's A Rose and a Baby Ruth and also played on Loudermilk's version of Sitting on the Balcony. He played on several Orbison hits, including Pretty Woman, and also arranged Roy Orbison's In My Dreams. He also played guitar on a lot of the Colonial singles, a label that released a fair amount of Loudermilk songs. And if you listen to a lot of John D. Loudermilk as a performer, he's often laughing while delivering a lot of his lyrics. He said early on he didn't feel like he had much charisma, so maybe it's a way of coping with the uncomfortable feeling of being a frontman. Whatever the reason, Johnny Cash treated Loudermilk's song Bad News the same way when he recorded it in 1964.
Here come old Bad News. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad news everywhere I go. Always getting into trouble and I'm leaving little girls that hate to see me go. They tried to hang me in Oakland, and they did in Francisco. But I wouldn't choke, I broke the rope, and they had to let me go, 'cause I'm bad news everywhere I go. Always getting into trouble and leaving little girls that hate to see me go. Now from north to south to east to west, the story is the same. From one state to another, I have to change my name, 'cause I'm bad news everywhere I go. Always getting in trouble and leaving little girls that sure hate to see me go. Pick peaches in Georgia, I lumberjacked in Maine. I've been hired, fired, and jailed any town you can name, 'cause I'm bad news everywhere I go. Always getting into trouble and I'm leaving little girls that hate to see me go. Say hey, baby.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. John D. Loudermilk is still active in the world of music. He's a member of the Nashville Songwriters Association International and the Songwriters Guild. With those groups, he's helped draw up guidelines for fair songwriting contracts and is an activist of sorts for fair compensation for songwriters. We're going to close things off with a song he wrote for Sue Thompson. He wrote over a dozen songs for the young singer, and this is a fun one called Paper Tiger.